while triggering our cubs. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about these relationships that may or may not seem like they're going to heal us because, oh, here's there's a part of me that's missing. I can get it with this other person, but that right. other person only ends up being, you know, the awful fit, the awfully perfect fit for our own issues. And then we end up in, you know, unhealthy relationships. Can you talk a little bit about how we can be guided into these unhealthy relationships by our cubs and calves and what that might look like? I guess that is the question, what that might look like.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. What I think happens in the beginning is that you find another human being that, as you say, it feels like the potential's there for completion. She or he will complete me. But what that really means is that these deficits, these emotional deficits that are a legacy from failures of love, are finally going to be met by this person. And in the beginning, this is the thing about falling in love, it feels like they are. It's like, oh my God, finally. And so it's like all of that woundedness and all, you know, it's like it's all healed to this other person. The thing that we don't know is that these deficits can never actually be made up for. Nobody can make up for that. Once they're gone, they're gone. The only thing to do with them is to grieve them, is just to feel them. Then, once we feel them, we can become conscious of them. And then we can consciously utilize a relationship, an intimate relationship with the other, to heal. We can consciously ask for what it is that would make us feel good with another person. But until we're conscious of them, they're always going to feel like they're completing us, or we have expectations of them that are too large. They just intuitively know that too much is being asked of them. And of course, this is happening both ways. Your partner has the same kind of wounds, and you have your wounds are like these interacting sensitivities and templates that come together, as you say, perfectly to bring all this up as a kind of exquisite reenactment of your respective trauma signatures. And I think there's some kind of intelligence about this in the universe, actually, that ultimately this is it carries the potential of our healing. I think that's why we meet the right person for this, and the ultimate purpose of that is so that we can heal. But there's no way the other person can heal us. But we unconsciously feel like finally